буду много пить.
Because what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to drink a lot of water. How are you feeling, church? Jesus is alive, beloved. If he wouldn't rise, we'd have nothing to do here. We'd continue eating those pastries and paint the eggs. You know, I'm happy to be in the freedom, amen? To live in the freedom, know what you're celebrating.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus. So, beloved, we don't have much time, and I have this unending message. So right now I'm going to continue the message that I started last Sunday. And like I promised, there's one moment, couple of explosive bombs that I have to release. I'll say it like this. This message has to do with the children of light, a generation of His glory. Don't get confused that this message is for towards religions, against that. No, forget about that. We're past that. Leave it alone. Leave them alone. Because not only can they not explain to you what I'm going to say right now, they've never been there, and they will never be there. Their spirit will never let them in there. So, beloved, where we are heading, what we have to accomplish on this earth is a revolution and reformation. What we have to achieve, with other words, this generation of His glory, it has to achieve that. And we will train it and raise it up. We'll prophesy and we'll say, and we will fight till the end until this generation will rise up. Because, beloved, aren't you tired of seeing that the devil does everything possible in the spirit realm to put this generation into slavery? And I'm speaking, beloved, our power is in knowledge. Today I will release knowledge, not just a message. Today we'll be releasing knowledge, beloved. So, for those that have to bring these things onto the earth, songs, music, teaching, revelation, prophecies, and all the other things, do you either you want it or not, all of you that have been chosen by God, you will have to encounter second heavens and encounter the powers and principalities and darkness that are there. For the church of the last days, for it to have revelations, so don't cry when you go through the valleys of the shadow of death. You hear me? Beloved, I've said this in previous messages. I'm not going to repeat a lot of things because I don't have a lot of time. So those of you that haven't heard the previous one, please listen to it, the first part of this message. Everyone has to understand that. To move in the physical realm, you will only be able to do that when you are sure that certain areas taken care of in the spirit realm. You hear me? I am tired of this religious nonsense. Everyone does whatever they want. They preach and do whatnot, send aids and missions and whatnot, open up churches. It is absurd and nonsense in the spirit realm. You have no right to open up anything until you will have a license or you have a confirmation from heaven to do that. Jesus said, I do nothing. I don't create or do until I see the Father do. Someone has to give you a right to do whatever. It is, if you are painting a prophetic picture, you have to have a right to paint it because you have to see it, and to see it, you have to be in the right condition spiritually. But beginning with the smallest things, church doesn't understand these spiritual laws, and it is in slavery, it is beat up and destroyed. And I tell you the truth, seriously, we are releasing this message not because we want to see church that is falling, we want to see the real church that is arisen. So, the number one thing I say, to see something or to receive healing, you have to have a diagnosis. And doctors usually don't joke around when they give a diagnosis to a patient. They say, something is wrong with you. He's not kidding. With his tears in his eyes, sometimes these doctors tell to men and women that they only have a certain amount of time left to live, or disease, or cancer, or growth, or something is destroying your life. No one is joking. No, yeah, maybe you'll live just a little bit more. They tell you the truth into your face. Today is the time to listen to the truth, isn't it so, church? It's time to hear the truth. So, You don't have the right to move if you're not sure that certain areas that you're praying for or you're trying to do are not taken care of in the spirit realm. If that doesn't happen, what's going to happen is what happened with the seven sons of the high priest. You remember that in the book of Acts. There were seven men that were naked, beat up by the possessed men that beat them up. They were running and screaming, barely alive. This is called you lost the spiritual warfare. So I will tell you this. Casting out demons in, out of the bodies of humans here on earth, that's child's play. Someone thinks, some of you, that to cast out a demon out of a body is a level. That is kindergarten. That's child's play. Kids playing. We have to understand that all of that is just childish. When we just start to move in the spirit, the first thing what happens is the demons show up. That is the lowest rank of the darkness. You hear me? We have to come out into the area where principalities and powers of air are bound together. And they don't live in the bodies. They control all these things here on this earth. I'll say pawns, demons that are here on the earth. And you think that you've irritated some sort of demon and you're victorious? That's funny in the spirit realm. Oh, look how quiet it is. And now I was thinking to kiss out demons is such a high level. Yeah, number one, it's called kindergarten. It's not even first. It's kindergarten. It's when students come. Oh, and when the disciples came and they told Jesus, even the demons are obedient to us. Oh, look what happened. Hello. And for you, this is a level. Oh, my poor guy. You cast out a demon. Movement. Look at you. Look at you walking prideful. You cast out a demon. Relax. Go back into the sand and play games and let the warriors do battle. Study and learn. You know why I'm telling you this? So you can relax and understand there are levels higher than what you saw. I'll say this. I'll speak the way I want to speak. Just simple words. I'm not going to choose words. So are you ready? Okay, so listen. We have to understand that in the spirit realm, there's this terminology, such things as right or license. Legal right. Listen to me, because what I'm going to be saying, you haven't, I didn't read it in a book, I've experienced it on myself, in my own personal battles for many years, and when the Lord said, now you have the license to speak these things, you could do all of this. Beloved, listen to me very carefully. In the spirit realm, there's this terminology as license. Christianity not only do not know that, they don't even know what leads to that. We do what we want, and from this moment, I want everyone who sees or hears me, everyone who's here, for you to understand one thing. You are not doing anything until you have a license. This is what I'm talking about. First of all, you get a license to deal and bring order into your life. Enjoy that. Once you're ready with that, then the rights get higher. That is why no one cannot do things illegally because they want to, simply want to, here on earth. You have to have these rights. This is why Jesus himself could not pass by this test with rights. Sometimes we think, oh, we were born from above. Because you were born from above, it says that you are simply a son or daughter of God. Number one, understood? It has nothing in common with achieving certain heights and taking over territories. That is a completely different area. Don't mess those two up. Listen. Jesus himself could not pass by this test because he was in the body. Are you in the body? Yes, so that means you need a license. You need rights to work in the spirit realm. Otherwise, you are a zero. You are illegal. You've stepped over the borderlines illegally. And the demons have complete right to bring chaos and destruction into your destiny. So So I've noticed Christianity is weak, that is trying to do battle and don't understand spiritual laws, and then husband left, wife left, the kids are on drugs or in prison. Guess what just happened? Demons have complete entrance into your family, and you listen. Not God. You are the one that opened up those doors. I'm not speaking about that you should fear the devil. I'm saying that when you get in the car and you drive, if a police officer comes and stops you, you have to have a right to drive a car. You have to have a license. Does anybody understand what I'm saying now? Just be careful, because what I'm saying right now is the real explosive power. It's a bomb. You have to know. Create what we want. Pastor, come. So simply, come to visit us. Listen, in Germany, Dmitry and the guys, all of you in Germany here, remember when we tried to get into France? Over here, I'm here. Yeah, I remember. Remember how we tried to enter France? Did we go? No one got stopped but us. Never, no one ever was stopped in the history of them going into France. The German people were shocked, and we got stopped, yeah, because it was not allowed for us to enter into that territory. We're driving to look at some sort of thing in France, like an Eiffel Tower and whatnot, and constructions, and eat the pastries, and the Lord says, you don't understand. You're in a spirit realm where it is illegal to enter. And clearly, we got stopped. Not only did we stop, it was like a wall. We couldn't go in. We turn around, and even if we wanted to, we couldn't have entered. It's just what I'm saying right now. The things that I've experienced, we weren't even planning on doing conferences there. We went there to look at Eiffel Tower. And the Lord says, you're not getting it. You're working here, I let you work here. There, no, don't go there. Does somebody understand what I'm saying? Some sit here and think, I can go. And that is why I feel sorry for you. You know why? Because to this day, you're not in the will of your father. And I will only be where the father allows me to be. You know why? Because I want to live a happy life. And I don't want to experience such attacks in my life that will destroy my family, my ministry, my marriage. I have rights for certain territories, and this is where I have the legal right through God to move. And right now I'm telling you rights of, rules and regulations of driving. Oh, we're driving. I feel so sorry for those people, because once they go in and get out, you can experience such an attack that sometimes it's not even possible to stop it. Does somebody understand what I'm saying? Oh, what is the big deal? The time has come for the church to wake up. Hello, just wake up. Jesus could not pass by that test as well, because he was in the body, in the flesh. So these rights, you can get them illegally. Listen to me very carefully. Right now, I'm saying, I know there are formulas, satanic formulas, where my teaching is over there, where they discuss my teachings on satanic forums. And not only am I speaking for the children of God, I'm speaking to those people that are on Satan's side. And those of you, you listen to me regularly, I know that in the spirit, I know, listen to me very carefully. Those of you, Satan's people that work with him, they will receive a change once they listen to this message. I know the Lord showed this to me. You just sit here and smile and listen. Listen, these rights can be acquired illegally, and that is what the devil try to give to Jesus in the desert, in the wilderness. We have to relook the temptation of Christ in the wilderness. Right now, this is where I'm heading there, but I'll say there are two ways, legal and illegal. Illegal way is everything that is forbidden by God, witchcraft, occult practices, and formulas and things like that. People that worship Satan, Satan gives them right to move in second heaven. You hear me? They receive money out of there. These spirits bring success. This message is for grown-ups, and religion clearly would not understand me. This is why I'm going to shoot from this automatic weapon, and you just listen and write things down. So, rights can be acquired illegally. This is what the devil tried to do with Jesus in the wilderness. This is why in the Old Testament, warlocks and witches in the Old Testament, they were stoned to death because they had power to move in the spirit realm illegally. You have no right. And I'll say this. On earth, there are two categories that can do something. People that have conquered with the blood of the Lamb, with their testimony and His testimony, and operating with the rights that have been given to them by God, and people that have decided, and there are plenty of people in Christianity, not only in Satanism, but also in Christianity, they have these rights for the spiritual success illegally. In other words, some sort of contract has to be signed, some sort of pact has to be made, and everything is done with the spirit realm. And don't look at me in a strange way. I know what I'm saying here. I know, church, what I'm saying. If you're sitting here with these big round eyes and your jaw is dropped, understand that something you might not know. Are you receiving something for yourself? Hold on, guys. I like this message because I'm just going to let it be how it is. Warlocks and witches, they have the right to move in the spirit realm illegally. God hates that. But remember, and right now, this part is for those that serve Satan or in occults. This is for you. Remember, their movement is spreading out only unto second heaven. Listen to me very carefully what I'm saying right now. When the devil gives you authority or power to operate on this earth in colossal success, it could be any area, growth of a church. Some of you don't even realize that some churches are in extreme growth. It's a mega church in thousands and thousands. You think these are people from God? Listen to me. Some of them have made a pact with the devil, and I know what I'm saying. Hello. And some of you, I am forbidden to call denominations names and pastors and people. I'll say, some of you know these names and you've watched their messages. And this is all I'm going to say. I am forbidden to say anything else. Listen. They are allowed to move and to go only up to second heaven, where there's demonic powers and watchers are located. With us, when you receive the rights from God, it spreads you out up to the third heaven. Listen to me. You are higher authority. You are a son and daughter of light. But there is a but. Do you have the right to be there? Have you battled to understand? Listen, your mind, to understand what I'm saying right now, you already have to have a spiritual warfare before this. Because the spirit of this realm, listen to me here, will not even let you understand right now what I'm saying. Listen. I know what I'm saying. Some of you listening to me and saying, wow, I totally do not understand this message. And I tell you, if you're sitting there, you're listening. Right now, I see in the spirit, supernaturally, some people want to understand this message and they don't. What you need is you need freedom from the spirit of this realm. You pray for the devil to release you right now. Does anybody understand? Remember, we are in serious warfare. We're not just moving here and, Lord, give me children, give me a business, give me a house, give me this, that, give me that. You're not getting who you are. You're not just flesh and body. You are a spiritual being for a season in the body. You have to understand who you are. And from that, when you from that place where you understand who you are, you live more in the spirit realm by not leaving your body than in your physical realm. You don't even realize that all these moments that pass by through your spirit and you go through the spiritual realm. In the dreams, in visions, in trances, at work, in the car, all these thoughts, all these attacks, you're more in the spirit realm and the movement over there. there. So, for this flesh or for the children of light in this flesh to understand, they need to be trained. So you shouldn't stick your fingers into the outlet because you will get shot with electricity. You shouldn't do certain things. Oh, you say, I can do things through Christ who strengthens me. So stop. Christ did not give you strength to do certain stuff.
Stop.
This part of Revelation, no one says. I can do all things. No, you cannot do all things if Christ didn't let you. And he'll only let you when you have a license to operate or you have or practice certain thing. It is forbidden to do a massage here if you don't have a license with the state. You can't do that. You can't even stick fingers into somebody's mouth and do their teeth. If you don't have education, you don't have a license, you can't drive if you don't have a license. You think in the spirit realm you could do whatever you want. Be very careful what you're praying for, what you're asking, because you can't even comprehend what sort of destruction can come or is in your life because you stuck your face where you shouldn't be. You have said certain things in the spirit realm that you have been forbidden to say. You've done certain actions, and now for 10 years you can't be victorious over this attack because you let certain spirits, quote unquote, deal in your life. Oh, look how quiet it is.
Normально?
Are you guys okay? Are you digesting it in your belly? Hallelujah.
Хорошо.
Okay. They have the right to move only in second heaven. We, on the other hand, as a higher authority, have right to move where God is and his angels are. This is why. Listen to me very carefully right now. This is why angels, for angels to move on earth, they need to go through second heaven. You know why angels, they can't just appear just because they want to. Someone has to open up the way for them. Angels don't have a license to operate on earth only if God sends them. License to operate upon earth is given to us. Jesus said, I give you power and authority to step upon all. Say all. That means first heaven, where earth is where we're at, second heaven, the powers that is over the earth. You've only encountered demons up on earth. Right now, I'm speaking about second heaven, and someone will have to fight over there. Wonderful message. I love it. And what's most unique is lesson number one that I was taught by the Lord. And I really wanted to share it with you. But right now, really, the time has come, and this, the Lord allowed me to say it just now. Thank you, Jesus. Because all I was doing is changing pacifiers. Finally, the time has come where I could just release all of these things. And you can chew. This is why angels, for the angels to move here on earth, they have to go through second heaven. That means there will be battles with watchers in second heaven. Remember the book of Daniel. We remember how angel was going through that darkness. And we remember that someone has to be here in the gap on earth for 21 days. Not because it was some sort of fast that charismatic people made up, eating carrots and vegetables for 21 days. He was in mourning. Daniel was not able to get up. He was crying out for 21 days. He didn't know how long he should be in there. But when the angel came, we talked about it last time, he told them, I was in the warfare for 21 days. I was sent out to you right away. And he understood, this is why I'm in mourning for 21 days. I was tortured. I was in mourning, and I was moaning and groaning, like we read. He was in mourning because something was happening in the spirit realm. That is why sometimes you're in these moments in mourning. Maybe not 21 days. Maybe it's a week. Maybe a day. Maybe 3 days. But all of you, your spiritual people, you feel these things these days when something is happening in the spirit. These are the days where it's called separate yourself. Don't do anything. Lock yourself up in your room and just be in there. Because right now, something is coming in your life that will change your whole life. And usually it happens after you ask for something from God. Oh, Lord, restore my family. And there it goes. Whole hell is coming against you. And it's not restoring, it's getting worse. You guys familiar with that picture? Because battle has started. Battle is raging, and you have to see it. Listen. Angels need to encounter the second heaven illegally. They cannot move on earth here. Just like they need an individual here upon this earth that has a legal right to move in the spirit realm. And not everyone in this building can let angels come here and move here on earth. I'm speaking to people that know all these things, and those of you don't know, eventually you will figure it out. Right now I'm sending this information out. Not for your mind. This information is for your spirit. Right now, when you will leave this place a little later, your spirit, a lot of things will be understood. After this message, everything will line up into its right place, and you'll say, this is why. It's not just the devil is going against me. You have to understand what is happening in the spirit realm. For instance, we are, as a church here in this building, imagine that all the roads outside on the streets and all the police officers, these are the rulers of this world that continue to be the rulers of this world and create their things and their rules and their laws and regulations. God took away authority from the devil so he cannot have authority over those that have accepted his blood. But those that have not accepted the blood of Jesus, they're still under the power of Satan, under the ruler of this earth. Not because his power was not taken away, no, because people let him have this authority and power over them. Does somebody understand me? I want you to understand this. And when you leave this place, you can't just create whatever you want. Yeah, you live in the body, in this flesh. Yeah, there are certain guardians and things, and you need to have licenses. But listen to me here. You are higher ranking. Do you know what it is? FBI. CIA. And Secret Service. So when a police officer comes up to that car and says, show me your license, and you open up your wallet and he sees the badge and he says, I'm sorry, and he leaves. Because your licenses and rights are higher than whatever he can possibly do, and it's better for him not to be around you. Yeah. But there's one. But first you have to receive those rights. You receive that license. You can't just say, come out in the name of Jesus. All police officers just die. The spirit of this realm, leave. This is charismatic saying. It's just words. And that's it. Then you resurrect them after that warfare. Wake up. CPR. Barely alive. Listen to me. Some of you experience attacks. And some people cannot be restored ever. You know where I'm heading with this. Be very careful with what you do and what you say. So, angels and God need people or individuals here on earth that have legal right to move in the spirit realm. Jesus needed to get these rights, the legal rights, to move on earth. Before his temptation in the wilderness, he didn't have legal right to do anything. Does anybody understand me? Some think, and this big, big deception, being tempted by the devil in the wilderness is like depression or sins, and so I'm tempted by all these sins. I got drunk, or I went and did certain things, I smelled some stuff, and you see this man, people are just like, and they call themselves in the wilderness. No, you're not in the wilderness. You're in manure, okay? Big difference. You're not in the wilderness. Wilderness is passing your exam to get your license. Remember, for the rest of your life, and stop calling your cockroaches a wilderness. That's nonsense. Religious nonsense. I was waiting to say this. Finally, I'm able to say it. Because you say, Pastor, I'm going through wilderness. You know, when I hear this, you know what? I just want to bow to that person, because you can't even imagine what you're saying right now. Right now, you're telling me that you're passing the test to receive a higher ranking or a license to move in the heavenlies. Don't even say that you're going through wilderness. You don't know what you're saying. Oh, how I love just breaking these religious theologies and all this nonsense. How I'd like to just rip it all apart, because it's all been made up by people. There's no truth in it. Oh, imagine wilderness when they're going through some sort of sin or whatnot. Listen. That is why, in the spirit realm, God and angels, they need they need an individual that has paid a price in the spirit realm. Why is he searching for a man? What? There are not a lot of people, not enough people on earth? He's searching for an individual after his own heart, the one that has paid the price. He's searching for those that will let him. He's searching for those that will be obedient to him and do what he says, that will understand what are the spiritual laws. And they will not do things that are not allowed. They will only do what the Father will tell them to do and say what the Father will say. He's searching for those. He's not searching for crowds. They're just happy, charismatic crowds. Or crying Baptists and praying in the spirit Pentecostals. Probably touched down on something right now. Listen. There's also one more bomb is coming. Get ready. There's also one thing that has not been understood or accepted by church. It's open portals. Listen here. Or Jacob's ladder. I'm explaining to you again what this is. Oh, I feel so good in my spirit right now. Some of you know what I'm saying. I didn't say it yet, but some of you know, open portals is when someone made a hole and the spirit realm passes by the battles in the second heaven and gets into the physical. So it goes from third heaven, passes by the second, and goes onto this earth. There's a portal in this building, with this church. All the anointed men and women that come here, they see portal. Beloved, if you could just, you can't even imagine the years, the tears, and the blood, and the sweat and people that were lost, and this ministry had to pay this price so this portal would be open. Why do you think all these people come and visit us and they ask, can we come over and do a conference with you? It's like honey, and they flock like bees to honey. Right now Randy Demain is coming. We invited him, and with Randy, Jeremy Nelson is coming. He just called and said, hey, can I come over, because I want to see you guys. He said, guys, Andre, I will pay my own ticket, I will pay for my own hotel, can I just come over and just hang out with you guys? Come on, Jeremy, come. Beloved, these are my friends. I love them. But you know, I love that they feel where there's not just a family, but there's a family with an open portal. And it is like that here. And everyone feels it. The ones that even enter this building, the ones that go through Encounter. By the way, there's a serious portal at Encounter as well. Some of you know. And over this podium, there's an open portal of revelation. I know. Some of you say, what is that? I'm telling you, I'm going to say the way that it is. I'm not going to pick my words. And if your head cannot fit that in, I'm sorry. Believe me. I haven't even started dropping those bombs that I desire to. I'm just preparing your heart right now so it can withstand everything that will be based upon this revelation, because this is based upon the previous one. Hello. We are children of God that have to be transported in the atmosphere. We are the children of God that has to be in trances more than in the real world. We are the children of God that has to move mountains, physical mountains, and walk on physical water. We are the children of God. We are children of God. Somebody got confused by the gemstones that come. My God. Wait, it's coming. Moments that have not been understood or accepted by the church. Church does not even know that these things can exist. Spiritual people, they know what is an open portal. Bible calls them Jacob's ladder. We know what we're saying here. I don't need to open up that scripture, you know. And you understand that these things have to be opened by someone. So, it is access, instant access that connects third heaven and earth. But these portals can only be opened from which side? Guess from which side? From here, from earth. If they'd be opened from third heaven, they'd be all over the earth. But because there's only one, two, three, and no more, it says that someone is standing in the gap for that area. And you have to battle for it. Demons in the spirit realm try to shut it down. And I see it in the spirit realm. How, with what, and with who they try to do that. And our church, our mission is to keep that portal open. You have to understand, we are in a battle, a real battle. While the portal is open, and the glory will come. Anyone that doesn't know us will know us. You know why? Open portal. Angels just pour out. They come and go onto this earth. The devil wants to shut it down. Because before, you had to battle to receive angels or revelations. Now here, children of God that make holes in the heaven, and the glory is put out upon this earth. This is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about these Christians that show up to church on Sunday for 2 hours, and for an hour and a half he slept. You know, and the other half an hour he was away because someone was screaming through a song. This is not what I'm talking about here. And then he also prays at home over his food. He doesn't want to get sick. This is not the Christianity I'm talking about. I'm talking about the children of light. I'm talking about the children of God, the people that will have to raise up on this earth and complete what Jesus sent out to do. So, do you have the rights and a license to move up? In the spirit realm. Christians, they don't understand this very important spiritual law. And they fall, and they missions, organizations, and churches, they have downfalls. They illegally go into areas and they receive complete destruction. And they ask questions, silly questions. Why? I simply wanted to bring a revival into that city. What? Do you know what sort of evil power is protecting or holding on to the gates of, from the spirit realm in the second heaven? And you think you're going to rent a stadium and go and just have a crusade? First, you have to go into the second heaven and, or have warfare in the spirit realm. And once you are victorious, then you can rent stadiums or buildings and whatnot. You know, serious people that are moving in God, they have to pay a price in the spirit realm. And then they start moving in that place. They carry serious warriors, the prayer warriors and intercessors that are on their teams, and they pray for them, and they intercede. This is what the Lord is calling certain people to do. You have to understand that. I'm sure that some of you know and remember that incident when someone with good motives started doing certain things, intercessing for the city. Someone opened up a mission or a church or to do, you know, something, help the homeless. And I know many, many people like that. And for a certain time, not only did these people, they've experienced complete fiasco. They just either had sexual immoralities with certain people, started doing drugs, or just dropped everything. In other words, they've received such a downfall that it's hard for them to come back up. I know these people. You probably know, too. You can't get to them. Not only did you can't call him a normal person, he is just going through so many things through sin now and deception, and now he has unforgiveness towards God. Did God never sent you there? This is why your heart is ripped apart, your family is destroyed, and your children are in this world because you got into such areas where the Lord did not send you. And don't ask silly questions. Why husband left? Why wife left? How come nothing is working out? You went into other areas that you shouldn't be in, and you got attacked. And say thank you that you're alive, because some people cannot survive this. I know what I'm saying here. How can you know this? How can you know this if the Lord sent you or did not? If the Holy Spirit did not lead you in there,
Нельзя.
You cannot pass by that.
Иисуса кто в пустыню повел?
Who led Jesus into the wilderness?
Он возведен был.
He was led there by the Spirit with a big letter, Holy Spirit, into the wilderness to be tempted. It says that the Lord sees your ready heart to do something upon this earth, and He takes you, and He takes you and leads you. He's with you, but you are passing this exam to get this license. Somebody understand the temptation of Jesus Christ?
Hallelujah.
Listen.
Если тебя туда не повел Дух Святой,
if Holy Spirit did not lead you in there, you can't go in there. It'll kill you.
А если он меня туда не ведет?
And if he's not leading you in there, so don't even try to get in there. Everything that you can do, just ask and prepare yourself. Ask and study and prepare yourself. Fast, pray, and get ready.
Get ready.
And don't do things out of your own free will, because you could fall, because God might have had a will for your life. Because God might have used you, but now because you went and did things out of your own, you're destroyed now, and you need restoration, and God can't use you at the moment. Jesus was led into this wilderness by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will not let those individuals into the wilderness if they're not ready. He takes those individuals that are ready, that have went through their own through their tests, that done certain things, and now you're going through wilderness. And it's not sin. It has nothing in common with sin. Again, I say that. Nothing in common with sin. It has to do right here. Test is against your heart here. Your motives are being tested. The devil is giving you something, things that you've dreamed about, but he's giving it to you illegally. Are you gonna pass? Are you gonna get hooked on that, on what he's telling you? Some don't understand, and they accept these shortcuts. That was the snare of the devil. And right now you made a pact with Satan, and you don't understand. Satan didn't come to me. You've accepted to these shortcuts, and this is the pact that you've signed a contract with him. You decided to lie or pay someone or do this and that. This is what you've done. Why don't you make these rocks into bread? Because Jesus knew that the bread will come when the angels will bring me the bread. And it is written, when he went through all of that, through wilderness, angels came to him and ministered to him. It says that everything that he needed, they ministered and they gave it to him. That means in the spirit realm, right now there's something, and they can touch you and do things for you. Do you understand? Are you receiving something for yourself? Give God glory. He's good. I'm sure that after this message, less and less people will be in destruction and in horror, because you'll understand the rights and the rules and regulations. Let's move on. Not a lot of time left. You can pray and ask for things. Yeah, everybody can do that, but you can only move if you've taken over this area in the spirit realm. If you're moving in it illegally, what could happen in your life is that you could be unnoticed by the spirit realm. If you've entered into something and nothing is happening, thank God. Does somebody understand what I'm saying here? That means in the spirit realm, you're big zero. And praise the Lord that no demon noticed you.
Hello.
Pastor, I'm praying and nothing's happening. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Because if something will start happening, and it will start happening, and it would be a wrong thing, because people that are moved by God, they don't ask these silly questions why nothing is happening. They know the mission. They have the license, and they only do what the Father tells them to do. This is what I'm talking about here, not those that, let's try this, let's try that. Be happy that you're alive, because it could really hit you hard, and you could be out. I just saw this picture in my head. Listen.
If
you're illegally in that, enter certain areas, what might happen is that you might be unnoticed by the spirit realm, and the demonic powers will not notice you. And thank God for that, because some of you, this is why you're still alive. Some, till this day, don't understand the temptation of Christ in the wilderness. Religion just powders our brain and tells us funny, fuzzy stories. That's not how it is. Jesus did not have spiritual, legal right to move in those areas that the Lord has called him to move in. Be very careful. Not because he was not the Son of God. No, because he was in the body, in this flesh. And if you're in this flesh, in this body, you have to pass this test. Listen. Areas that you have to be victorious over. And guess who protects these areas? Of course, Lucifer himself. You know why Jesus encountered Lucifer himself? You know why we encounter high-ranking evil spirits like that? Because certain areas that you have to victorious. This is an answer for your previous message. Certain areas that you have to take over, they're protected by powers. And when Jesus had to take areas, they were protected by Lucifer. And this is why he encountered him. He was the guardian that was guarding humanity. He was the guardian that was guarding all. He was dominating the earth, influence and power. He was that guardian that was trying to give Jesus an illegal way out of certain situations, and he was bargaining with him. This is why Jesus encountered him. Jesus paid a price for that, to move in power on this earth, in power and the glory of his Father. I'll ask you a question. Were you in the wilderness? In other words, did you battle for those things that you dream about? If not, then your ministry is worthless. You know why religion, I'm not bothered by it? Because on God's radar and radar of the devil, it's not there. How is that? Just like that. Receive that revelation. Because you shall know them by their fruit. If there is no fruit, you're not there. You don't exist. Hello. You don't exist. You will not see success, and everyone that you can influence is your aunt, because you gave her your city for free.
WBTC, современный перевод от Луки.
New translation, Luke 4:14. Then Jesus went back full of and under the power of the Holy Spirit into Galilee. And full of power of the Holy Spirit, he came into the Galilee. And the fame of him spread throughout the whole region around about. This is where area is taken over. And now, supernaturally, everybody knows you. You know why? My videos start, do not depart from Jerusalem when you watch them on recording. Until you receive what? Power. You know why? Well, you know why Jesus said, do not leave, do not depart. Because these 120 people, they were praying until they didn't battle. And then the whole glory just exploded. And now you apostles, you have spiritual legal rights to move. If apostles were waiting for it, you think you're going to pass by that? Every one of us will pay the price for movement in their, this or that area to bring those things that the Lord has meant us to bring onto this earth. Are you receiving something for yourself? I'm receiving. Give God glory. After temptation, everybody knew, and he came back in the power and the glory. That is wilderness. This is passing your test. This is when Jesus was saying. Remember, when they come to get him, Jesus said, I could bring 12 legions of angels here. I have this power. But that's not how it's supposed to be. You know why you're taking me? Because I let you take me. Relax, devil. I will not let you do anything until if my father does not allow it. You receive that revelation? Give God glory. Christ is risen. He is risen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What a wonderful day.
Look, затем мы помним, что самая серьезная последняя битва, когда Иисус вышел из тела, спустился в преисподнюю ада.
Was out of his body. He went into the pits of hell.
Кто держал всех и все.
Was victorious over the one that was holding everything and everyone. And after that spiritual battle, His body was laying. Yes. Where was the spirit?
Разбирался.
He was dealing with Satan.
And
when he dealt with him, it is written that many of the holy ones were resurrected and they went about in the city. Wow, check out that battle. What was happening? I want to see that DVD up in heaven. How God beat up Satan. This is what I want to look at. This is DVD number one I want to see. Just imagine what sort of battle that was. He comes and Satan is on his throne. Who are you? I'm going to explain this. And he kicks him. Revelation number one. King of kings and lords of lords. And he has the keys of hell, of death and life. And Satan, you no longer have them. He took the keys away from his house. That's another revelation. I don't have much time, so let's move on. Listen. We understand, listen. Our goal as children of God is not just feed the poor and clothe the ones that don't have any clothing. Yes, sometimes it is that, but it isn't someone to battle with power of poverty over that city. And when you are victorious over that, supernaturally harvest comes, supernaturally spirit of abortion leaves, poverty stops, not because I'm like an idiot picketing around the Congress building like a crazy man. We are against homosexuals and whatnot. You're not picketing. Forget what's in the past or going forward. It's a revelation. I don't believe into that. I believe that you have to drop this picketing thing and this cheap authority that you don't even have and take that power that the King of Kings gave you. Go into the atmosphere and speak with that disease and you have authority to do that.
Мы понимаем, что чего-либо ждать от религиозных вождей, повязанных духом этого мира, в духовных движениях это абсурд.
We can't wait for the spiritual leaders that are clueless for them to do battle. We can't wait for that. That's why the Lord is raising up a new generation of warriors that will go into the spirit realm and bring a revelation onto this earth. Only success and victory could come in two ways. Either you make a pact with the devil, you will have a compromise. Any moment that will cut off or bypass the wilderness and you'll receive benefits from the spirit of this realm. That's it. That's a completely different message. Not even going to talk about that.
Or this area will be
fought for from those spirits that are holding on to it, and you have legal rights for it now. Have you seen people that are strong in healing? Have you seen them?
Yes.
Who they had battles with? The ones that were holding the keys to healing. People that are walking in revelations. People, all of this does not come, just falls on your head. And it doesn't happen like that. Those individuals had to fight certain things, and they have to be victorious.
Love it.
How can you call yourself a warrior if you've never battled for anything ever in your life? A strong church will be next to Christ. Not the one that's hiding behind his back. Lord, we're running out of canned goods here. Help us. Earthquakes, Lord. Christianity, that's an embarrassing Christianity. My God, Christ is waiting for the church that will be victorious here. You know, when you know who you are and you just show up in a place, you don't even have the need to forbid or bind things because you're in that place. Just your presence itself should cast out all demons out of that place.
Это написано, куда ни станет нога.
It is written, no matter where your foot
or
where you step on, that land will be yours. Wonderful, wonderful message.
Итак, глобальный успех в двух случаях.
So, global success in two methods. Compromise, deal with Satan and things like that. Or real takeover of power through Christ. Through, not in all areas, but in that area. This is why I'm saying my area is battled, has been battled for. It's the word. Not just word, but every message that I say has been battled. This is what I'm saying. If you want to move in healing, if you're that individual that has that gift of healing, it's a very serious gift or a gift of prophecy. You have to encounter certain things. When you prophesy into territories or into the land, or you go and you heal, you'll have to encounter the ones that are holding that area of healing in that city. If you want to bring a prophecy, that means someone is holding the minds and the atmosphere is closed in that area. And for you to bring a word, not just a word, but a word with spirit, a previous message, for this word to reach the minds of humanity, to reform, to transform. This is why we say you have to encounter those spirits that are holding that areas. Listen to me very carefully.
Все остальные, чем бы ты ни занимался, что бы ты ни пытался,
all the other things, no matter what you do or try to do, it will not be successful because the ruler of this world controls all of these earthly areas, and you cannot do things illegally. But if you're serious about bringing something from the kingdom of heaven onto this earth, you will have encounters with the powers and principalities of the second heaven. You cannot pass by that. You have to understand that if you're a child of God, everything that you have to bring onto this earth, you have to fight for it in the spirit realm, first of all. Something that casting out demons from a human body is a peak, that's it, the highest level. No, I said that. That's kindergarten compared to what the church has to do and who she has to fight with.
So,
new translation of Luke 10:18. We will read a little bit and talk a little bit more because I want to finish up this message.
Luke 10:18.
Remember, disciples came and Jesus was telling them, they were happy. Sometimes you see, you look at these people that are so excited, they've ministered for the first time, or cast out a devil, and you see he walks differently, his speech is different. Hallelujah, yes.
This,
I just come and my shadow just casts out devils. Yeah, come here, I'm going to give you teachings on theologies. Demonology, you think you cast out a devil and now you can teach on that?
Look.
And he said to them, I saw Satan falling like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all powers of the enemy, and nothing shall in any way harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are enrolled in heaven. Religion totally presented this in a different light. We don't understand the scripture. Religion has said, do not be happy that the devils are obedient to you, but be happy that your names are written in the Bible, in the book of life. You know what Jesus meant? He said, don't be happy when you cast out these evil spirits, but I gave you authority, and now your names are known by the whole spirit world. Listen. What that means is that there in the spirit realm, your name is known. It's not just, be happy, you're written in the book of life. Yeah, of course, you're saved. We know that. Be happy that now you have a mandate. He's speaking to disciples about this. I give you authority, disciples. Be happy that you are known not here. You're supposed to be known up there. That's what you should be happy about. You see that revelation? Is it a little brighter now? Hallelujah, let's move on. That means there in the spirit realm, you are known. When your name is known in the spirit realm, then the powers and principalities of the air, you have victory over them. In other words, look, I'll rephrase this so you can understand this revelation because it's quite serious. Religion, by the way, totally made this revelation complete nonsense.
Не
rephrase it.
Do not, над низшим рангом бесов на земле.
Do not be happy when you're victorious over lower rankings of demons upon this earth.
He
says, I have seen the biggest one, so Lucifer, that landed quickly. Do not be happy over the victory of the lower ranking upon the earth, but be happy that your names are now known in the heavenlies, where you can bring real destruction to the powers and principalities of the air. This is what it means. Your name is known, and it is written. Give God glory. It's a good, good bomb. Children of God have to take over the spirit atmosphere of their cities. Otherwise, it cannot be. Otherwise, if you will not do it, then that spiritual atmosphere or demonic atmosphere take over all the churches. And we see that right and left. Let's flip all of this around and we'll turn everything the other way. Yet we dominate. We have open portals. Angels move here with us and the glory of God does not stop here. And a demon is a lower rank, even Satan himself is lower ranking than you. Remember that. Don't just believe it. Know it. You're higher ranking. Last scripture. Ephesians 6:12. We all know the scripture very well. In religious churches, they read it all the time and taught on it. And the ones that taught it did not understand it, and we didn't understand it either. We're fighting against what? Of course we're not fighting against people here. Listen. Ephesians 6:12. For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotisms, against the powers, against the master's spirits. We're not talking about influential people here. No. I like disciples. We're supposed to get there. Not only are we supposed to get to where they were, but we're supposed to go further. They would come. Paul was saying he'd battle over principalities, and then the whole cities would explode in the glory and then revival. When the Spirit was leaving, he was leaving everything, taking everything with him. Remember when we get to the main evil spirit that is holding the other ones with him, and we just bind them, and it comes out. But guys, we're going higher than that. We're binding over there, and we're taking everything. And that evil spirit is taking all of this disease out of the whole generation. Because I have a license, you can see it. Beloved, my license cost me my whole life before this moment. My whole life.
My
friends, my money, whatnot. For me to stand here and to tell you this truth, not just in words, but in the spirit, it's a high price. Just treasure what you receive. Not against flesh and blood, but against the powers, master spirits, who are the rulers of the present darkness, against the spirits, forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere, in the heaven. Repeat, in the heavenlies, in the heavenlies, church, in the heavenlies, right there, not here. God wasn't talking about this place. He told disciples, do not be happy, forget about it. Guys, this is just nothing. You just train, keep going higher, higher. This is where you receive. This is where you take things from. Fight over there. Go into third heaven. Receive and take the glory of God with you. One time, I'm finishing.
Thank you, Jesus. Almost done. I did it really fast, but I did it. Once, Jesus took the disciples up in the mountain and he showed them the things. And the disciples saw it all, and they were just like,
we don't want it. That's
my new translation. You know what was on the mountain? It was an open portal. When he was on there, glory would come down from the portal. And angels would come from the portal. This is, we just know by little parts. We don't even know what Jesus received
every day on that mountain.
I want to know. I want to know what's on the mountain. But we will never know.
Знаете почему?
You know why?
Потому что у каждого должна быть своя гора и свой портал.
Because we have to have a particular individual portal. Our own portals that will work with us. The angels would listen to those only who have the license. They will not listen to charismatic people. They're not going to listen to those who say, go save the people, go do that, go do that. No. All angels will only listen to the generals in the spirit. And to be a general in the spirit, you have to have a license. And some of you already paid the price for the license. And some of you received already. Listen. He lived in that. He was walking in that. You have to have the door to your license. You know what, pastors? Usually, pastors stop being pastors is because they're done with their preachings. They don't know what else to talk about because they say the same thing every Sunday. They don't have the open portal. They don't receive the food. And every preacher that they have, every teaching is the same. You cannot stop and not have any revelations when the portal is open. Everything just comes more and more. That's how it is. That's how you can tell the difference between the children of God and in power and just pastor who is just in religion.
We need
to bring the truth down on earth. I'm just a teacher. Just listen to me. I am just a teacher. I believe people will come and they're already here. I saw it in the spirit. They're going to play the melody and those who are going to draw the pictures heal, and it will just going to be a massive bomb because this picture will be received from the whole, from the holy realm, from the spiritual realm.
Это все дрянь со второго неба. Представь, что ты можешь стащить дрянь неба.
What devils bring here right now? They bring only from the second heaven. Can you imagine what we can bring from the third heaven? You have no idea. We have not even been there.
Чтобы открыть тебе эту дорогу, открыть тебе этот путь.
Two things that you can do to go to the third heaven.
Держи меня, я хочу туда.
Say, Lord, hold me, I want to get there.
Все, что можно было от религии, я этой белиной объелся. Вот где стоит.
All I had religion. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. I want your glory. I want your fire.
Что сейчас поднимается поколение детей, the generation is rising up, the children of light,
who will not allow the devil to rule this earth.
Воздай ему славу!
Give him glory.
Давайте мы встанем.
Let's just get up.
Аллилуйя! Приди сюда вперед.
Come
и давай сегодня просто прославим Бога, потому что ты абсолютно
God,
другое творение, ты другой раз, ты другая порода.
Creature,
просто прослави его. Светлана, где моя жена? Свет, иди сюда. Просто давайте споем сегодня что-нибудь мощное.
Let's just sing something. Just make Alleluia. Something up.
О, дорогие, я вам честно скажу, сейчас в твой дух опустилась бомба, которая потребует
еще время, чтобы
получить то, что ты получил сегодня. О, я благодарю тебя,
Lord, I thank you, Jesus.
Аллилуйя! Воздай ему славу!
Give him glory. Give him glory.
Аллилуйя! Прослави его!
Worship him. He deserves the worship. He is the king. He is the God. You are his alike.
забудься религию. Ты другая порода. Ты другое творение. Ты дитё света. Ты рождён Богом.
By God,
ходить во свете.
To walk in the lightness. The light.
Поклоняйся Ему.
Worship Him.
Дай Духу Святому показать тебе, кто ты.
Who you are.
Дай Духу Святому.
Let the Holy Spirit
показать тебе,
show you who you are. Children of light are rising. Generation of light is arising.
Oh,
we will not
compromise
to religion.
We don't accept
the poison of the religion. We are different. We are different. We were born. We were born by God. By God.
In our life,
life is flowing. Prophesy. Life is flowing. Prophesy. Prophesy. Our God is alive. Our God is alive. God is alive. You worship Him. You are a different creature. You are His son and daughter. Stop feeding on the poison of religion. Feed from the heaven, from the Spirit. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. He's alive. You are a different substance. You are spirit. You are His creation. He is a spirit. You are a spirit. You are in body just so that you can conquer. You can overcome the devil. You will come out a winner. You were born to win. To win. You were born to win. To win and conquer. Worship Him. Because He's alive. He's alive.
Hallelujah.
Your glory.
Gospel.
Hallelujah.
Praise, love.
your glory. Out your glory. Lord, raise up your champions. Raise up the fearless warriors. Lord, we take the keys. Lord, raise up your champions. Raise up your champions. Those who will bring the music, songs, revelations, pictures, images, prophecies of heaven, of heaven. Heaven is pregnant to give birth here on earth, give birth through you. Now the generation is arising who can bring the dream of God. Just worship Him. Keep worshiping.
Что-то великое. Поднимается что-то огромное. Чего весь ад боится.
Those who dedicate can only bring His glory. Can carry the power.
Стоит огромный потенциал.